In the name of Jesus, amen. So we observe this Sunday the bodily ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is indeed a most necessary festival in the church year, for by it he makes us partakers of his divine and heavenly life, that we might, as you just sung, we might feel the Son's embrace. Nonetheless, here on earth, it is a true statement that we do not like it when people whom we love leave. Whether it's temporarily in this life or because of death, there is always left in their absence a gaping hole that is impossible to fill. Now, sometimes that razor edge of a hole can be dull to the point that doesn't cut so deeply anymore, but the hole is still there. It's kind of like a wound that has become a scar. But the only thing that can fill the presence of that hole is the person who is gone. So when the disciples are staring up into the sky where they last saw their Lord, who is risen from the dead and had just spent 40 days since his resurrection teaching them regarding his resurrection and regarding what they would do as his apostles and witnesses, when they were standing there and they were looking up into the sky, I can only imagine that they felt that that hole opened up in them. The absence of Jesus. He is seemingly gone. A hole that could only be filled by the presence of the one who was gone. They, like us, must have thought that a person can either be present or absent. That a person can either be here or there. That a person can either be on earth or in heaven, but certainly not both. Thus, it is easy for us on this day, as we observe our Lord's ascension, and we know of the reading from the book of Acts, that we make Jesus' ascension into his absention, that is, his leaving us. For if the disciples saw him go into heaven, if we can't see him, then he can't be here. Isn't this the root of the bitter teachings of so much of what we do and why we do it? Think about it. When we think that Jesus is absent, so we better get to be doing the works of the church and saving souls apart from Jesus. We think that Jesus is absent, so we might as well live our lives the way we want. And then when Thursday or Sunday comes around, we come to church and we remember a good man who said a lot of nice religious things and taught us a lot of nice, wonderful things, and then we go back to living our own life the way we want it. Or we think Jesus is absent, and therefore we become anxious and worried about the pathway or journey of where our life is headed or has already headed. We think that when Jesus is absent, therefore his supper, the sacrament of the altar, his holy body and blood, simply becomes a walk down memory lane. Just a remembrance meal only. Where we do our work about thinking about Jesus and what he has done for us, and it's so sweet. But we remember it as something that happened a long time ago. But if Jesus really is absent and not with us, then the church must decay, for it does not have its head. And it must therefore fall apart and die. if Jesus really is absent, or if he, as some Christian traditions teach, is only present according to his divine nature, then he is no longer the Jesus who promised to be with his church to the end and completion of this age. Then he is no longer the Jesus who was present with the apostles. Then he no longer forgives you your sins in this place by his called and ordained servants of the word, because he is not here. And then, if Jesus is absent, he has done exactly that which he said he would not do: leave you and forsake you. Now, beloved in Christ, Jesus' ascension has nothing to do with his absentation, his leaving. He is not absent from us and his church. He is not like a loved one who has left, or a loved one who has died and gone to be with God in Christ. St. Paul writes in the Ephesians text that you heard that Jesus' ascension is actually the cause of his eternal presence with the church. So his ascension is about him being more fully present with us. Again, hear the words of St. Paul. God raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, and put all things under his feet, and gave him as a head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. His ascension, that is Jesus's, is how God, mind you, gives him over all things to you, the church. His ascension is how Jesus is with us always. And his ascension is how he can give us his body and blood to the church throughout all times and throughout all places. Whether you live on this continent or another continent, whether you live in this state or that state, his ascension is how he exercises his all-sufficient power in and for you, his baptized children. For the power by which God raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at his all-powerful right hand is the same power by which he raises you even now from the dead by faith, and one day by your very sight. It is true. The only presence of Jesus, who ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, can fill that gaping hole. The gaping hole of his absence. Well, think about it. Good thing, then, that the mode of his absence, that is, that we can't see him, is filled by the modes of his presence, which we can hear him, which we can taste and see that he is indeed a good and gracious God toward us. Because, you see, he didn't just do his work of salvation a long time ago and then left it there. He is giving out salvation here and now. It's mind-boggling to think, but it's oh so sweetly comforting to know that he is present with us even more closely than he was with his apostles before his resurrection and his ascension. So therefore, he is not far from you, be not far from him. Be not far from him, stay close to him. That is, stay close to the church. hear His word, inwardly digest and pray His word. For that is the only treasure you have on this earth that will not be taken from you. Do not, whatever you do, do not attempt to live your life on this earth apart from the gifts that God in Christ has given you in this place or in another place where He has given it faithfully. That is, in the midst of His golden Jerusalem. Remember what He promised to you before He left, if you will. He promised the promise of the Father, that which is the Holy Spirit, whom He said that He would receive for you on your behalf in His crucified and risen body, and that in a few short days He would pour out upon all flesh, that is Pentecost, and He would bring to your remembrance all that He had done. And as He does this, as He pours out His Holy Spirit upon you, you know that He Himself abides with you, and not just with you, but in you, so that you live and that you abide in Him, now and forever, in the presence of God, your Heavenly Father, who art in heaven. Until that time, when He comes in that cloud with power and great glory, we still lift our heads, even in the midst of everything that weighs us down, even in the midst of all the holes and absences and dark places of our life, and we nonetheless see that our redemption is drawing near. We're drawing ahead of time. For here we confess that He comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord, we say. Not in a cloud, but in a bread and in a cup. And here He brings His redemption to us because we cannot go yet where He has gone, as Thomas learned. For here He lifts our grieving hearts and our weary souls, and He fills the holes of absence that are left by those who have died in Christ and yet are with Him in heaven. For they must be where He is, for He has called them to His heavenly side. And He draws us, weary sinners, to the point where He will all meet us in divine power and that visible glory of a crucified and risen Lord. So, the ascension of our Lord teaches us this. There is no goodbye in the water and the word. There's no goodbye in the holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. For by these gifts, He says, I feed you, I wash you clean of all your sins, and I keep you in the one true faith. Yes, I was the man of sorrows, and I was crucified for your sins. But I'm also now the man of heaven at the same time, descending unto you that you might ascend unto me. So we are to hang on in this earthly life, in this place, as the body of Christ together, knowing that the very same Jesus whom the apostles saw ascend into heaven will come in the same way that He descended. For this, the 40th day after the resurrection of Jesus, may or may not be the last, I don't know. But I do know this. He comes to us today nonetheless. And He will not fail to be present with us and for us according to His promise. That is, until He is present with us according to His sight. And our sight as well. For in Jesus, it's never either here or there or in heaven or on earth, but in Jesus it's always both, in heaven and on earth. There Jesus is for us and with us. In the name of Jesus, Amen.